Welcome to Girls Gone Hallmark, a Hallmark review podcast. I'm Megan, and I'm a longtime Hallmark movie fan.
I'm Wendy. I'm a former Hallmark hater.
Today we're discussing Switching Gears, which originally aired on the Hallmark Channel after a hiatus from new movies on Saturday, March 23rd. When this podcast is over, we're still around. Follow us on Instagram. We have two accounts. We are at Girls Gone Hallmark and at Megan and Wendy.
Come jump into our Girls Gone Hallmark Facebook group. There is a spirited conversation about this movie happening over there right now. So if you want to weigh in, you can. Girls Gone Hallmark on Facebook.
It has been a minute since we've shared some Hallmark news and notes, and we do have some to talk about.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Hallmark announced that after 3 years of waiting, two brand new signed, sealed, delivered movies are in the making.
Woo woo.
I'm going to say there's a long history of signed, sealed, delivered, right? Mm-hmm. It's a franchise, yes. Basically. I'm going to guess going forward, we might skip reviewing these because we don't have the backstory on them.
No. If you'd like to start a campaign for us to watch the early Signed, Sealed, Delivered, get caught up, maybe there's a series in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Email us, meganandwendy@gmail.com, or join our Facebook group. We can be swayed.
Can we?
But I don't think we'll watch them in a vacuum.
No. Although, so many of them.
Now, I'd like you to weigh in. Would it be super annoying for us to watch these new movies without the context?
Are you asking me or are you asking the listeners?
I'm asking the listeners because people are very precious about their Hallmark content. And what I found really interesting, like when the Hannah Swenson mysteries came back, there was a lot that we hadn't seen when the first one dropped. And we ended up watching the very first Murder, She Baked for some content,
mm-hmm.
text. And we had a lot of people saying, well, Murder, She Baked and Hannah Swenson are very different and they didn't like the changes. So I'm just saying, is it annoying as a listener if we watch without the backstory? Let us know. Email us, meganandwendy@gmail.com. What's the next bit of news?
Hallmark also announced that their hit series, The Way Home, will return for a third season in 2025. Kelly Garrett, VP of Development, told Deadline that while some questions will be answered by the end of the season, the Landry's journey is far from over, and there is so much more to tell.
I'm thrilled. If you aren't listening to our recaps of The Way Home, we encourage you to do that. Those drop Wednesday. You can catch a recap for every episode through season 2, episode 9, and the final one will be dropping next week. I do have a third bit of news.
Yes, tell me.
Hallmark has announced some Countdown to Christmas news.
What?
For the first time, they are filming on location in an area called Santa's Village, which is in the Arctic Circle. The movie is called The Finish Line, F-I-N-N-I-S-H. It stars Bo Murkoff, Kim Matula, and Nicole Sakura. It is currently in production and will air during the 2024 Countdown to Christmas season.
I also believe friend of the show, Keith Costumes, is working on that.
Oh, I love that news.
I might be wrong. So listen next week if I have a correction. Are you ready for a synopsis for Shifting Gears?
Sure am.
After female mechanic Jess reluctantly agrees to participate in a car restoration show, she is shocked to learn that her ex-boyfriend Luke is her main competitor. Will Sparks Ignite stars Tyler Hines and Catherine Burrell.
Let's talk news and notes. This movie was written by Matt Marks. This is Matt's ninth writing credit. His previous Hallmark projects include Christmas, Made to Order, and Portrait of Love. The director for this movie is Yan K. Crystal Lowe on IMDb. She commonly goes by the name Crystal Lowe. She's both a busy actor and a budding director. She is in the Signed, Sealed, Delivered series.
I know, I know.
This is her directorial debut, and this is a really fun note. She's the first director from the Make Her Mark Women's Directing Program, which is an initiative founded by Ashley Williams. And a little bit about that. It's an on-the-job mentorship initiative designed to advance Hallmark's commitment to inclusive storytelling by supporting and increasing representation of women behind the camera.
I'm excited for that.
Me too.
I like that. I have some thoughts a little bit later that kind of tie back into that. I'm not shading the program at all, or our female director at all. Just keep that in mind. Tyler Hines plays Luke. We last saw Tyler in the Countdown to Christmas movie Never Been Chris'd. He has 68 previous acting credits and is considered one of Hallmark's favorite leading men.
You know, plug for me.
Okay.
I was recently on an episode of Christmas Aficionado along with other Hallmark content creators where our goal was to create our Mount Rushmore of female Hallmark stars. And he's going to do a second episode, Joe, where he does the dudes, but he said he was going to have male Hallmark content creators on because he said, oh, if I had the ladies, it would be like, it would be a blowout. Like it would be like the three wise men dudes. And then
I still think it's going to be.
You know, that's so funny. And we kind of went back and forth and everyone's like, who even gets the fourth point? Like, maybe you make a point for Niall Mader. Maybe you make a point for Brennan Elliott. Palaha. I think it's Palaha.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like that's such an easier bracket to fill as opposed to the ladies. It was an interesting conversation. We'll leave a link in our show notes.
I haven't had the opportunity to listen and I don't want you to spoil it because
it's a video, by the way.
Oh, it's video?
Yes, that's why. Yes, you should have been watching. It was on YouTube Live.
I thought it was audio only on video. That's cool.
You'll have to listen to that episode.
I will leave a link in our show notes if you want to, even though it was live, it's available to watch, right?
Yes.
Cool. Super cool. Let's get back to shifting gears.
Catherine Burrell plays Jess. She's no stranger to Hallmark, having appeared in films such as Everything Christmas, A Tale of Two Christmases, and 20 episodes as Joy Harper in The Good Witch. Outside of Hallmark, she's appeared in the TV series Wynonna Earp and Working Moms.
Kristen Booth plays Terry. Kristen is another busy actor with nearly 100 acting credits. She has appeared in so many of Signed, Sealed, Deliver movies for Hallmark, which is kind of crazy, right? There's a real through line, as well as appeared in 8 episodes of Working Moms. Working Moms is a show not suitable for work on Netflix. It's real funny. And Victor Webster is in it, too.
Indeed. Real hot jerk in that show. Ray Galletti plays Wayne LaRouche. Get your bingo cards out because Ray has also appeared in Working Moms. For Hallmark, we've seen Ray in Flipping for Christmas from 2023 and A Season for Love from 2018.
Andrew Jackson. How do you feel about growing up with the name Andrew Jackson?
Rough. Yeah.
Andrew Jackson plays big bad owner of Tune-Up Wiz and Luke's dad. I don't have his character name here, unfortunately. Andrew has 139 acting credits, including on that list is Catch Me If You Claws, as well as voiceover work on My Little Pony.
Andrew's character name is Stephen Childs.
Okay.
James Burke plays Jess's dad, Roy. James has just 11 previous acting credits and 2 projects in the works. This appears to be his first movie for Hallmark.
Colton Royce plays Luke's friend, Pete. Colton has just over 20 acting credits, and we've previously seen him in Hallmark projects such as My Grown Up Christmas List and Road Trip Romance.
According to Heavy on Hallmark, Shifting Gears was filmed in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. Additionally, fun fact, Ottawa is home to the Hines family. Tyler's mom visited the set as well as his 2 preteen nieces who both appeared in a scene with lead Kat Burrell.
Now, I got to tell you, I wrote these notes before I watched the movie and I forgot to look for the 2 nieces.
Mm.
Do you remember 2 children in a scene with her?
Mm-mm.
And they were like looking under a hood?
Mm-mm.
I don't either.
But I wasn't looking for it either.
Yeah, me neither.
Tell me, what's your first impression of this movie?
Please don't come for me. This movie felt as old and tired as some of the cars they were working on. And your first impression?
I'm sorry. Were there cars in this movie? All I saw was a toothpick.
Touché. Yes, I did love that whole toothpick. Yeah, I did. I wondered for a hot second, like, do people find that annoying? Like when you're talking to somebody and they got like a toothpick hanging out of their mouth?
Not when it's Tyler Hines.
I know. Okay, I'm a little afraid where we're at on this movie.
Okay. I knew your impression of this movie because you texted me.
Oh, yeah, I did. I did.
I just, and so I went into it thinking it was going to be a stinker.
You didn't think it was a stinker?
No, I actually didn't think it was a stinker. I was pleasantly surprised by this movie. My My TLDR feelings about this movie are that I thought it was enjoyable, if perhaps forgettable, but definitely not the worst thing I've seen. And not even like on the list of the worst things I've seen. Like, I thought it was perfectly fine.
I agree with you.
You wanted more.
It wasn't a stinker.
Okay.
And I have to quote listener Rebecca, who is in our
very funny in our
Facebook group, who called it a clunker.
That was very funny.
So funny. It wasn't terrible. I found it unremarkable.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. Let's talk what we liked.
Okay.
Can I go first?
Yeah.
Duh, Tyler on a motorcycle in a suit with a bandana face mask. Come on. They give the people what they want.
I agree. Like, how his suit was so form-fitting. I was like, how is that comfortable riding a motorcycle in this, like, tight jacket?
Maybe it's got a little Lycra in that.
Slim fit. And somebody in our Facebook group, too, also mentioned that they thought that Tyler was really, like, we're talking 0% body fat on this man and wearing form-fitting clothes to show that off. Like, he's just tight.
There was nothing accidental about that scene.
No.
We really don't see a lot of him on a motorcycle, but they give us that opening scene. He takes off the helmet. He's got that bandana on. I'm not really a bad boy kind of girl, but in that moment, I was a bad boy kind of girl.
Interesting.
And then he's just so pure
nice
of heart.
Yeah.
Just helps the guy out.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I think some of the things I have read about Tyler in this movie is people think that this is, and I don't know, but this is like close to who he is as a person. Like, you know, he's this motorcycle nice guy. You know what I mean?
I buy that.
Okay.
That's who he is in my mind. Yeah. I don't have any idea who he is, but that's the image that he gives me.
Same.
I actually liked the car competition as a plot point. I think it's interesting. I think it's, to steal the word from a Facebook group member, I think it's ambitious. But, and, you know, time and budget constraints make it so that there are some inconsistencies. There are some silly things about it. We've seen competition plot points before. I'm thinking of like the
baking.
Actually, that's funny. I didn't think of that. I was thinking of that wedding competition movie we got with Brooke D'Orsay and Jonathan Bennett, where they're trying to, like, win the wedding of their dreams.
Yeah, I remember. Wedding of a Lifetime.
Nice. That's what you were doing, is trying to remember the title.
Yeah, I was like,
I thought you were trying to remember the movie. However, I enjoyed it. I thought it was unique and interesting and fresh, and
I thought it was kind of fun.
Okay. And I think it helps that I know nothing about cars.
I have a point about that.
Wendy does. And so it was easy for me to watch. You know, it's like when we see influencers or when we see social media, our brain is like, they're doing it wrong. It was easy for me to not do that because I don't know anything.
Yeah.
As a Facebook group member pointed out, like, Tyler's car changes.
Oh, interesting. I wasn't watching that closely.
His final car is
a different model completely. Uh-huh.
And so I think it's easy for someone like me to be like, this was great because the details just washed right over. And I think the vast majority of the Hallmark audience, details wash right over. And not just the audience, but the viewing style of the Hallmark viewer.
Yeah, I think you're right on all those points. I think there's a small select few of us who are like, hello, you can't paint a car in a day, you know.
Ah, nice.
It doesn't work that way. And
it needs to cure in between coats.
It's just the amount of work of things that need to come off the car to paint the car fully and then to put those things back on the car. Uh-huh, it takes a long time. My dad has restored many, many, many old vehicles, and it takes months and months and months.
I was wrong. It's not a different model, the year changes. He was working on a 68 Chevelle Coupe for the duration, but the car revealed at the end was a 67.
Oh, someone's dialed in. They know their stuff.
Obviously, they're not painting these cars on set, right? So, like, what they're working on, it doesn't surprise me that it's not the same car that we see at the end.
Okay. I enjoy that Hallmark shows a woman in a career that is typically seen in it as a male-dominated profession.
Yeah, did you like that they don't really make a big point about that? They're not like, ooh, it's the chick.
I think they do because they cast her for that reality show.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, and they did say like, oh, I think you would be so inspirational to like whatever, which yes, I agree.
Sure.
Like one time I took my car to Jiffy Lube and there was a female mechanic and I was like, hell yeah, that's like so cool. Like yeah. I love to see that. So I thought it was cool that Hallmark did, like you said, ambitious. It was like very nice to see a female in a male-dominated industry. I did like some of the scenes between Luke and Jess. One that stands out is when they are on the, like, they're at the high school and they're on the, like, I don't know if they're on the field or they're in the on the benches and the it's raining.
Yes.
The bleachers, thank you. And there's, like, this hand touch.
Yeah.
And I love when a director can make me feel something in even, like, a such a small little scene like that. Because I think we've all been there. We know what it feels like to have somebody grab our hand. Or yeah. Mm-hmm. So like I thought that was very cool. I mentioned this earlier. Tyler is gonna Tyler, right?
Mm.
Here's kind of a wish though. And as we maybe we can transition into wishes if that's cool with you.
Sure. I do have one more light.
Okay. Tell me your light.
I like that Tyler apologizes twice.
Mm, okay.
He apologizes for the incident in their youth. He says, you know, I owe you an apology for the way things went down. And then, you know, when they have the paint accident, he said, you know, he says the paint was accidental, but it wasn't an accident for me to hesitate in telling you about my dad's plans. And he owns up to it. Like, I wasn't telling you right away. I didn't want to. And I like accountability. So now let's talk wishes.
I feel like I would prefer to see Tyler in a against type role.
Mm.
Like we've seen Tyler smolder.
Mm-hmm. What do you want him to be, a nerd?
I don't. Maybe something goofy. Something.
Ah, like you want him to be. You want him to play a Paul Campbell style role.
Sure.
Yeah.
Show me that you.
You want him to be Gridley.
I just want. I know the man can act. Mm-hmm. Show me something different. Mm. Like, not, I don't hate Tyler Hines by any means. Like, I enjoy watching him. I know what I'm going to get when I watch him. The caveat to that is in Three Wise Men and a Baby.
Yeah, that's the perfect against type.
I loved it.
He is the geek.
I loved it.
Me too.
And the funny guy. And that I want more of that. That's all. That's all I'm asking for.
Mm. I hear you. All right, here's my wish. And no one's going to be surprised because I complain about this every time. And to your point, it's painful counter to who Tyler's character is. So Jess and Tyler have history. Jess and Luke have history.
Yeah.
It's not great history. She's still holding on. She's still angry. I don't know that in real life your anger carries over into every conversation. And in the first half of the movie, she has to find a snide remark to make in every conversation to remind him, I'm still mad at you.
Yeah.
You hurt me. Reasonably so. You hurt my business, my family's livelihood, and I'm angry at you. I just don't know if as adults, they're now, I don't know how they are in the movie, we bring that into every conversation and every interaction. And I think it stands out because Tyler is the good guy in this movie over and over and over again. It starts with him pulling over to help a stranger's food truck on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And he's lovely and warm and supportive to Jess and wants her to be in this competition and supports her and works against his dad who wants to swoop in. And she's just snide. And maybe the guy we need to see is the actual bad boy, Tyler, not the bad boy with the heart of gold.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to see Tyler the jerk. I don't love the device of I'm establishing this woman as strong and confident and independent. And the way we're doing that is by reminding you that she can be a jerk too.
Yeah. I thought the storytelling was incredibly slow, with the exception of the car restoration. That was incredibly quick. It just like moving along, I thought like we are getting like very much reminded me of an older Hallmark movie. Mm. Like same sort of like stereotypes. What's the word I'm looking for? Tropes. Mm. Also, I have a couple more notes here. I do think, too, the leads were kind of a mismatch. Mm. You told me. I hope I'm not.
I edit this podcast. I can cut it out if I don't like it.
Okay. Megan thought Tyler was too old for his co-star. I kind of agree.
In the poster, she looks quite young. Now, if you look at their internet ages, they're only 3 years apart. I don't know. We were recently told that the age on the internet for one actor is absolutely untrue. So maybe I don't believe that Tyler's 37. He looks 10 years older than she is. And that's not a slight. I think their ages are a mismatch.
I think so, too. And finally, and I hinted at this before, and I feel badly saying it because I am in such support of this Make Her program, Make Her Mark program Hallmark is doing. But I feel like they had to put Tyler Hines in this movie because they wanted this inaugural movie to be a rating success.
Yeah, I don't hate that, though.
Oh, tell me more.
Well, I think it would have made me mad if they didn't set her up for success. Yeah, give her the tools with which to be successful.
Okay, that's fair.
Sure, maybe it's easier to be successful with an actor who fans are going to show up for.
Mm-hmm.
But I, yeah, set her up for success.
Okay, so like I said, oh, this is what I'm saying. I didn't think the script was that good. I don't know. The movie didn't hit for me.
That's fine.
It just didn't work for me. It wasn't like the directing was bad. Like I told you, like there were scenes that made me feel stuff. But like, I don't know. Like the story just wasn't all there for me.
Yeah, cool.
All right. Do you have any more wishes?
No.
Please send your emails. Attention.
You know, I was thinking of, no, I don't, there's no, I mean, you can email us all day long. That's fine. You don't have to agree with us. I was just thinking, going back to my Christmas aficionado, one of the points against Brooke D'Orsay was like, she's made some stinkers.
Mm-hmm.
And my argument against that, and I was not the only person who had her on my list, was, yes, but in those movies, she's the best part of those movies.
Okay.
So when we're dealing with Hallmark movies, we know they run on a tight production schedule. And I think if you're working on a movie that has months and the director shows up and they're like, oh, the script isn't there. They got time. If you're working on a Hallmark movie, you show up and you're working with what you got. There's no time to rewrite. There's no time. So I think sometimes it reflects on either the actors or reflects on the directors or, and it's a combination of the parts not necessarily working together.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk. Did you see that?
We have mentioned it before, but obviously I have a hard-on about it. I call BS on how quickly they restore these cars. There's just super not realistic, but it's just a small few of us who know that stuff.
This was discussed in the Facebook group as well, but Andrew Jackson plays Stephen Childs, Luke's dad. He looks like he's 10 years older than...
Dude, when they walked into that like boardroom together, I was like, is that his buddy? Like,
seriously.
And then he called him dad. I was like, what?
Now, according to the internet, Andrew Jackson is 60 years old, which he looks great. Give me his skincare routine. But it feels like a miscast, regardless of their actual ages.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would have preferred Cameron Bancroft. Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yeah, with the gray hair. Joe Bradley from 90210.
Yeah, Cameron Bancroft would have sold it to me, even though he's not 60. More than Andrew Jackson did.
Well, and there's so many great, and I say this in air quotes, like dad characters they could have pulled from, like dad actors.
Yeah, and I actually like Andrew Jackson. I think he plays like the jerk business guy great. I just didn't buy him as Tyler's dad.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
I'm a little nervous to ask you, what did you rate this movie?
I'm not done yet.
Oh, my.
I will point out, correspondent Mike did point this out in the Facebook group that Tyler takes his helmet off and his hair is
perfect.
Does not move one bit. And I will also point out that Tyler's hair is getting a little long for my personal taste. I don't like it. It was a little long at the neck. I don't like that. Nice and tight, baby. Let's keep it nice and tight. One last thing. I'm pretty certain Tyler is shorter than his female co-star. So I looked it up on the internet, and the internet lies, but it did say she was 5'9".
I buy it.
And it said he was 5'10". I was like, I'm certain he looked shorter than her in a lot of shots, which is fine. I'm not shading shorter stature people. But at one point, they're like slow dancing, and I was like, is he on an apple box? Because now he's taller than her. And I don't see his feet.
Did you ever see that movie with Chris O'Donnell and the Irish chick? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know who you're talking. She was in Good Will Hunting.
Yes. What's the movie?
I don't know.
Circle of Friends. Mini Driver.
Yes.
There's a scene where they're walking and they had to cut a ditch for her to walk in. She's taller than he is. I just remember that bit of information. So perhaps Tyler danced on a box.
There is nothing wrong with like relationships where one is taller than the other. I haven't.
No,
I don't care, but it just was funny. All I can see is like 16 Candles, where the girl is dancing with the boy and she's a lot taller than
his face and her boobs.
Exactly. All right, let's rate this movie.
I gave it 3.75 stars.
I gave it 2.
I want to point out, and I know it's all vibes, I'd like to point out that you gave a 2 to last week's movie. It hurts me that those movies are equal in your mind.
I didn't love this movie.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of Girls Gone Hallmark. You can send your hate mail to MeganandWendy@gmail.com. If you love this podcast in spite of our reviews, we love your 5-star ratings and reviews. You can leave them in the podcast app of your choice. We love 5 stars. We'll see you next week. Bye.
People are not giving us 5 stars. They're like, I'm going to give them 2 because they didn't like this movie. Yikes.
Bye.
Bye.